Hey, I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We're back again with another episode of Prairie Beat,
our weekly news podcast from us here at Prairie Public. Danielle, what is on the beat this week?
All right. Well, this week, a lot of us are back at it after surviving the Thanksgiving holiday. And now it's go time, right? We've got to get that Christmas shopping done, those letters to Santa mailed off, and all that fun stuff. But guess who else is off to the races this time of year?
Oh, man. Why am I nervous all of a sudden, Danielle? This doesn't sound too good, does it?
Our yearly companions, respiratory viruses. They come every year and always make the winter months interesting.
See, I knew I wasn't going to like it. I feel like I heard or read somewhere, too, that there's a flu variant running around this year with extra teeth in it, and it's making it extra nasty for folks unfortunate enough to catch it. Am I right about that?
Okay. So before that, let's just get underway here with some facts laid out. I called our contact at North Dakota Health and Human Services to get these details right.
Molly Howell, Director of Disease Control and Forensic Pathology.
So once school starts back up in late August, early September, us in the media, that's when we start hearing from folks in healthcare about this year's respiratory season vaccines. Those become available in early October, and they really like people to get those shots by Halloween or so in order to develop immunity before winter sets in. And when we say respiratory illnesses, we're talking the big three, right? Influenza, COVID-19, and RSV. And Molly Howell says everyone age 6 months and older should talk to their healthcare providers about their options.
So far for this year, we've seen more people getting the RSV immunization. So those are recommended for babies when they're first born. And then actually all infants under 8 months of age, and then high-risk infants 8 to 19 months of age. And then the other option for babies is pregnant women can be vaccinated, and then they pass on that protection to their newborns when they're born during the RSV season. And so that's been going really well. We've given more RSV doses this year than even last year.
Now, that RSV vaccine, that is a pretty new development, right?
Yes, it first became available a couple years ago. And I remember this really well because myself, I had a baby that year, and I was hoping to get that protection from RSV for our infant. But because it was still so new at the time, it wasn't as widely available. And Molly Howell says that's no longer a problem with that. There's no shortage of RSV immunizations. There are three options, actually, to choose from. There's two different monoclonal antibody shots you can get, and then there's also a vaccine for pregnant mothers. And she says there's a lot of interest. About 30% of pregnant women have been getting that shot. And she says last year, about 60% of babies were immunized for RSV.
So what about flu and COVID?
So Molly Howell says they monitor doses administered every week so they can kind of keep track of that public participation. And she says that this year there are not as many people getting those shots. She says for people 65 and older, the rates are about the same, but the pediatric doses have really declined.
And that's concerning because last year over 200 children in the United States died due to influenza, and most of them were unvaccinated. And now that is a rare event. But influenza can be severe in children as well. And so we would like to see more parents at least have a conversation with a healthcare provider about flu vaccine.
That is a really shocking statistic to hear in a very tragic and awful situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, Molly Howell told me for this age group, they're looking at 6 months to 4 years. They're currently at about a 17% vaccination rate in North Dakota. Last year at this same time, they were looking at about 33% for that same age group. Molly Howell says COVID peaked back in August, but they usually see another winter peak. And she says flu and RSV infections are just starting to pick up right now. They typically peak after the new year. So it's spreading around.
Well, I remember back during that COVID year, can you remember 2020?
Flashbacks.
Bad flashback, right? When a lot of folks, of course, were staying at home at the time. There really wasn't much influenza happening at all. In fact, it was sort of the cure for the common cold, right?
Yeah.
And so we always hear that messaging from public health officials about getting vaccinated and how that can protect people from getting severely sick. But I guess there's really something to just staying home, too.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the data on the HHS website, they've been tracing that for years. It really is funny to look at that flu data for that year because barely anybody got the flu in 2020. So you're right. Staying home when you have a fever or other symptoms is always good. And then there's that other stuff that works too, you know, washing your hands with soapy water, covering your cough and sneeze, disinfecting common surfaces regularly. All that stuff works great.
Yeah, masks work well too. You know, they're kind of underrated, but you see them. You see people, I think, taking responsibility. When you see somebody with a mask at a grocery store, you're like, oh, does that person have COVID or are they trying to prevent getting COVID? But either way, there's some responsibility being taken there by folks. Masks haven't gone completely out of style, so that's pretty cool. But if vaccine rates are down this year, do we have anything to be concerned with? What's that called now, that new variant of the influenza, the K variant?
I did ask Molly Howell about that. She says there are mutations and variations to the influenza virus every year, and they do try and account for that when they develop the vaccines.
It's still unknown if that mutation will have an impact on vaccine effectiveness. We do anticipate that the vaccine will provide, you know, good effectiveness against severe illness. We'll just have to wait and see with time what the vaccine effectiveness will be with the mutation.
Ah, yes. My favorite answer to any of my paranoid questions: hold on tight, and we will find out when we find out.
Yeah. Well, here's one cool thing I have to report, though. So all these vaccines to protect against flu, COVID, and RSV, they're all widely available at public health units, local pharmacies, and healthcare providers. Just talk to your doctor about them if you're interested. But there is one more option for flu vaccine this year that has never been offered before. And I think it's perfect for folks who might find it hard to squeeze in those appointments between work, school, and Christmas shopping.
Something new this year with the flu vaccine is the nasal vaccine. They now have a program where you can order it to be shipped directly to your home. So you can order FluMist online and it can be shipped directly to your home and you can self-administer it or administer it to your children. That would be for people between the ages of 2 and 49. So that's another option that might be convenient for people who maybe just haven't had a chance to, you know, get to the clinic or the pharmacy.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you really can get everything online these days, even protection from the flu.
It was pretty interesting for me to hear, too. The FluMist is basically a nasal spray. She says you just go online, you search for FluMist, it comes right up, FluMist.com. You order it through an online pharmacy.
Okay. Well, it might be interesting to find out later how popular that option is for people. Thanks for all that, Danielle. So what else is going on in Z News this week?
High winds and tornadoes destroyed storage and hurt crops, market uncertainties due to trade disruptions and unjustified retaliatory tariffs.
All right. Well, 2025 was pretty rough on North Dakota's ag sector. The Bank of North Dakota now offers two loan programs to help with that.
It'll result in about an 11% increase overall.
The Public Service Commission and Xcel Energy have settled on a rate increase case.
The fire marshal delegates that authority to the local fire departments to inspect those buildings.
And Dave went to a meeting of the Emergency Commission yesterday. State money will now be available to cities for building inspections. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
Hey, thanks for being with us again for this week's Prairie Beat. I'm Eric Etheridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.